They're large, in charge, and in they're about to barge. Here are Cliff and Kendall!
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Sorry, Cliff. I'm belching up a lot of stuff over here.
Oh, why are you doing that? Kendall, you know we're all stressed out enough.
I can't help it. I had a big old slushy from Machu Picchu, and I'm just been in gaseous pain ever since.
Oh, my God. Look at that souvenir cup you got. That's one of those take-home ones. You got to get that washed out so it didn't mold.
I know. Well, I love how it looks like a ruined, like, mountaintop, but it's just, I love the shape of it. See? You too.
Oh, well, I had one too. I couldn't afford that big take-home souvenir.
What are they putting those things? Anyway, we've digressed already.
I don't know.
Kendall, is this a show?
I don't know. Kendall, open this show, please.
Open the show. Look, it's Cliff and Kendall. We're coming to you from where else but a parking garage. We've just visited Machu Picchu. It was a wonderful experience. We had a great time, and now we're lost. We cannot find our damn car.
We parked here this morning, so excited to get out, tour the ruins, see what we had to see, and did we not even write it down? I feel like in this parking lot for Machu Picchu, they needs to have, like at Disneyland, like Mickey F, or whatever it is.
Well, I told Mrs. Potter Butted Predator that you really should take a picture of, like, where the car is, so you know where you parked, or, like, something that's near, that you see in the picture. And she went to do it, but she took a picture of herself. It was turned toward her.
I told Mr. Snodbottom, and he said he only had 36 exposures in his camera, and he was not using one of them.
He's very picky.
On the parking lot.
Well, and I want to see what 26 pictures he took. I want to see what he saved his pictures for.
we'll see. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I know he took several of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn on one of those scenic outlooks, you know.
He did take a lot there.
He took a lot there. So, I don't know. Did you ever, back in the old camera days, Kendall, did you ever have a camera where you took a roll of film and then you forgot that you'd rewound it?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you took pictures over it again?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that.
Oh, well one time.
Any amusing mishaps, like people thought you were in bed with Blanche Devereaux?
No, but at first I thought they were ghosts. And then when I realized there were double exposures, I was real upset. I was like, oh, I wanted to see both of those pictures individually. And now I just have this one that's just, these two events are melded together forever in my memory.
Oh, what a meld.
Wasn't it awful? Weren't the old days awful?
Oh, no.
You had to wait a whole hour to see what your picture looked like?
You had to wait a whole hour. Oh, I do remember the drive-through picture with the little kiosk.
Yeah.
In the Kmart parking lot.
I do indeed. Oh, but we're just reminiscing now, Cliff, and not talking about the subject at hand.
Oh, wait, hold on. You said something. Was it about the old days? What was it? It reminded me of one of the things I needed to tell you.
Something about the old days.
Those
were good old days. I miss them.
What were you talking about? Like the pictures?
Yeah, we're talking about double exposures.
Double exposures. I don't know. This did not lead to that. But, Kendall, have you noticed this wonderful, it's a wonderful trend. Have you noticed this? I want to see. It's in commercials.
What's that?
Where every couple in a commercial is an interracial couple.
I have been noticing that.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And now I don't trust the brands that have couples of the same race anymore. I'm thinking, what are they trying to pull?
Well, because you never know if they're doing it intentionally.
I know. Oh, exactly. Like, this is only for whites only. But I love when they do that. And even though, you know, I famously hate commercials. and I'm famously, I'm very,
you're well known. But you offended hate
commercials. By the when I'm at home, you know, when I'm stuck watching Hulu because I can't afford the plan that where you're commercialless, and so I'm stuck watching the same ones. And I sometimes some commercials I just have to race to the mute button.
Oh, I know, when like, they're playing over and over and over again.
It's like I can't hear you say that one more time. I cannot hear. But I love when they have the interracial couples. And the craziest thing. Back at Christmas, I don't think I told a 10-minute soliloquy about it. Maybe I did.
I want to double down on that. Yeah.
But it was back at Christmas, and it was a frequent commercial. It's from Best Buy, and it was a terrible commercial. Let me tell you, it was those ones. You listeners, just nod along if you recognize. It was the commercials where you know they were in black and white, and it was some idiot at Best Buy, and they were like, "I just don't know what to get, little Timmy." And the guy from Best Buy's like, "Well, little Timmy's gonna want a drone. Get him a drone." And like idiots asking somebody at Best Buy what their closest friends and family would want for Christmas. And so it's a terrible commercial. But one day there was one that changed my mind, made me want to go buy a washer dryer combo.
I wonder where that came from.
Yeah, I had it delivered to Terry the Temp's house, and I forgot to tell her. Yeah. It's a long story, but anyway, and then she mailed it to us. That's how it wound up in your motel room.
Big mistake.
On the commercial, it was this woman, a black woman, and she's talking to the guy. And she's like, "What did I get my son?" And that was the one where he's like, "Oh, all boys want a drone. Get him a drone." And it, just at the point where I'm thinking, I'm never going to Best Buy again. Mm-hmm. This is the last straw. Then this woman, she says, "Now what do I get for my very busy wife?" And I was like, "Oh shit, Best Buy.
Oh shit.
You have changed the game by inserting a black lesbian into one of these horrible, awful commercials."
In one word.
And you can only assume she's married to a white woman or or some other race.
I'm sure that's the case.
And they have beautiful adopted children. But anyway, I was
one of each other.
I was like, "Well, shit, you got me in this terrible commercial." But anyway, that was related a lot to what you said earlier.
So that was a beautiful story. Goodness, dear. Up and down this entire row four times already.
Are you even sure we're parked on this level? I know we set up the booth here earlier because you wanted to get it out of the trunk so that we could have room for the souvenirs.
Yeah, isn't the car close to this booth?
Because the booth's been set up since this morning.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're parked to the same planet anymore. Oh. Charles went and moved the car in between the time we walked into the Machu Picchu and left, and he's parked it somewhere else.
Dear, you know, he said he was trying to make it cooler, moving it to a more shady spot in the parking garage.
Oh, is that what he said? He told me he wanted to make it cooler, like parked in a cooler spot for his photo.
Well, if he wants it to look cool, look for somebody who's parked across three spaces somewhere. Don't you think that's the cool people?
Who?
The people who park across like three spaces.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. But, I was looking three spaces over.
Of course.
Dear, please.
That is terribly rude. Oh, my.
It's awful, dear. I don't know why is anyone as inconsiderate as those people would park a car anywhere.
I wouldn't speak to a person if I knew they did that.
Oh, dear, I had these especially printed cards that say you have terrible etiquette, and I leave them on the cars that are parked across three spaces like that, dear. It's a wake-up call to the I'm sure.
Well, it's very kind of you, dear, because you include your telephone number and offer them free etiquette lessons.
Oh, can I get some of those cards? I want to put some on some cards myself.
Kendall, please stop doing magic tricks with Mrs. Potter Butter Churn's business card.
Oh, but look, it just keeps disappearing and coming back. Ocus Bocus.
Rose, we came in here to ask you if you could remember where the car was.
Yes, dear, please. Think very hard, dear. I'm very tired and I'm ready to sit down.
Were we on level 3 or level G?
There are no numbers. There are no letters. What are you talking about? They're just blank walls. I don't know how you ever find a car in this parking structure.
Oh, dear. Maybe we have to buy a map from the souvenir stand.
That's a good idea. You think the souvenir store's still open?
Oh, we've better go check.
We
need a map.
My goodness. What?
Do you think they sell maps of the parking garage and the Machu Picchu souvenir stand?
You know, I'm going to call that a no. But no. You don't know, different gift shops have different things. I'm always surprised.
Yeah, we are. Listen, life is full of surprises. Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? Ain't it a kick in the pants?
Oh, God, it's a big old punch in the face is what it is.
Kendall, before I start talking about what's in your pants and what we're going to kick, then, because the kick in the pants. And this show is an audio kick in the pants.
Well, actually, we're gonna turn it over now, Cliff. We're gonna talk about the subject that we're finally getting
I'm
to.
Trying to
I know,
throw it.
I know.
Now, listen, I would have gotten there.
Hey, it wasn't me that barged in the door talking for 10 minutes about where we parked.
We're all
we need to calm
on
down.
Edge.
We need to calm down.
Listen, I'm gonna sit over here and...
Okay, we're going to de-stress. That's what this episode is all about.
Right. So, Kendra, would you please share some de-stressing tips?
I will. I definitely will. You should first identify what those stressors are. Because you can't identify... I mean, you can't work on something you don't know even what's bothering you. So, as right in this situation right now, what are we stressed about?
The car.
So let's just let it go.
I almost said obesity because that's the first thing that always comes out. But I really thought, nope.
Cliff, what's the second thing that's stressing us right now?
This time it's the car. I do wish we could go in there because I feel I had a chocolate bar. And if it's been in the sun, if he moved it into the sun, then it's melted.
No, it's fine. Because I ate it. It's not melted. Just get rid of those stress triggers. Like,
just get rid of them.
If you're not going to be able to eliminate every stress trigger, never mind.
Just click delete.
I don't know what I'm saying. Just click delete. Control-Alt-Delete.
Kendall, I want all the stressed out folks out there who know other stressed out folks. Here's what you got to do. You got to send them a laugh in the form of this show. Text your friends. Text your friends who are stressed to the max. This show, it's free laughs.
That should be the number one. Whoa. That kind of stuff happened. Speaking of trends, I know we've been talking about trends.
A lot of trends.
There's been a new trend that I've noticed on podcasts lately.
Doing the new trend dance. What?
That are podcasts that are specifically meant to put people to sleep. Like, I don't know if you've seen this.
We have been doing that for years.
That is my exact point, and I don't know how there's this new market for it. There are people that just sound real boring, and they just read things. It's a good way to de-stress, but hey. But hey. Right here.
People have been passing out to this show since
beginning of time.
Since the George W. Bush administration. So, Kendall, why don't you sit in a rocking chair and rock your blues away?
Point me toward a rocking chair and I will sit my fat ass in it, Cliff. You know it. Cliff, have you ever tried dry skin brushing?
What the hell? No, I don't.
Now, I only know about this because Susan...
It's a weird sex fetish.
It's a huge sex fetish. No, Susan read something about this dry brushing.
Yeah.
And you literally take a dry, like, horsehair brush and, like, just brush it on your skin. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. That is ridiculous. That does nothing. She's like, no, it's really good for you. And supposedly, even our writers say... According to doctors, dry skin brushing is often used to brush off dead skin cells and activate waste removal via your lymph nodes. Oh no, just brush your skin.
Well, maybe it exfoliates. Is it like just a brush, like a hair brush?
But it's like a hard bristle, like almost like a boar hairs brush or something. So it's hard and like the hairs are firm.
Uh-huh.
And so it kind of scratches you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, we thought we found the car, but it turns out it was just a large trash can.
It was a terrible discouragement, dear.
No.
And
we
they
so
did
happy.
Not sell maps in the gift shop, dear.
Oh, sugar.
I've heard of them.
Why wouldn't they have a map of the parking garage?
Well, now, okay, do you remember anything about when we got out of the car? Anything that might help us in any way, like find, and we'll just take a break and we'll go find the car.
Which way was the sun pointing? Was there a breeze coming from one side?
You're right. When I got out of the car, I distinctly smelled Charles, and he was sitting in the driver's seat, so that means the air must have been blowing that way, dear, which means that would have been west, dear. We must go to the west side of the garage.
Oh, my. Where is my compass, dear?
Dear, quickly. I'll get your phone. Kendall, will you come with us, dear, with your phone?
No, he's got to stay and do a segment.
Oh, dear, well,
never. Crockpot, get my compass from my luggage.
Yes.
Oh, Cliff, that was my way out. I was going to... what are we doing, Cliff?
What the food?
What the food?
What the food is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Kendall, it's a wonderful, beloved segment that the listeners can't help themselves from loving. It's where we ask each other what the food questions.
You were saying it's where we ask each other what the food for 10 minutes.
What the food?
Oh, okay.
Kendall, what the food about this?
Ask me.
Ask you. All right, here we go. Kendall, if a person added a donut a day to their regular diet, how much weight would they gain every 10 days?
Every 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know this because I've added a donut every day. A pound.
A pound. Ding, ding.
It is, okay. I was doing within a pound hoping it wasn't more.
But could you imagine if you're just like every morning at the office, they're like, here's a donut. You're like, okay. Every 10 days.
I am on the floor shocked right now. I am speechless.
You would gain, if you did that for a year, you would gain 36 pounds.
Well, guess what?
Uh-huh.
I did it and I gained 36 pounds over the last couple of years.
And that's if you eat two shakes for breakfast and dinner and have a sensible supper.
Well, and I didn't.
Didn't
what,
do it.
What is the very well-known delicacy that is eaten, it's not well-known, eaten around the world named milt? What is it made of?
It's made of silt that has been mixed with milk.
No.
A milky dirt mixture.
No.
Wrong.
No.
Fish sperm. You know that delicacy.
Kendall, that is not the kind of sperm that I like to drink 8 glasses of a day for my health. Well. Kendall, let me ask you this.
All right.
A chocolate glazed donut has how many teaspoons of sugar?
Thirty.
No. 30 teaspoons would be like a gallon. 5.
Ugh. I really want, because I was thinking of like how Coke has 32 grams of sugar in it.
Kendall, I don't want to hear about your crazy Coke days.
Well, can't help it.
Sugar pie,
I'll just talk about f***ing donuts, because I just want one.
You know that I love you.
I'm going to switch it over to something healthy, Cliff. What vegetable are we currently eating 900, not us, but in general, are people eating 900% more of than we did 20 years ago?
Kale.
No, but that is I would probably say the same thing. It's broccoli.
Yeah. Kendall, that was my second guess.
I know, I believe.
Kendall, I'm not pulling a Kendall.
It's not what it's called, because it's not true.
I'm not trying to pull a Kendall where I say I was really thinking broccoli, but I switched to kale.
It happened.
I was just thought about how kale, you know, all it used to be used for was garnish on the Pizza Hut buffet line.
Now they fry it.
Now they're frying it. Way to go. All right.
How many pineapples does a pineapple plant produce each year?
How many pineapple plants?
If a pineapple plant could produce pineapple plants.
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Why are they passing us again? I thought they were going to the west. Where are you guys going?
That's southeast.
Yeah, we were going the wrong direction, dear. Crystal's phone is all over the place.
Oh, whoops. I think it's because she dropped it in the commode.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
we've got to take a break.
I know. We've got to find this car.
We're going to... Listen, you know, we can find it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Is your mom there?
No, I'm home alone.
Well, you won a prize. What's your address?
42 Oak Street.
Hey, Roblox, some stranger's bringing me a prize.
A stranger, huh? All he wanted to bring you was trouble. Remember, never tell anyone you're home alone and never give anyone your address.
I'll say mom can't come to the phone.
Smart thinking.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Speaking of double chins, Cliff and Kendall are back.
No.
Back.
Welcome back. We didn't find the car.
Damn it. I really thought it was just right around that one corner, but then it was just a big piss pool.
Well, yeah. But you know how, like, you really have something in your brain, and you're like, this is exactly where it was. I know. And then you turn the corner, and you're like, no, this is exactly where it was.
Now, you know, it's not fair to ask me that question because I cannot find, you know, I'm bad with directions.
Yes,
I'm terrible, terrible, terrible. I used to.
You got lost on the way back to the booth.
For a minute, I got turned around, but then I smelled you. And so it was because you're wearing that jazz club cologne.
Oh, right. I do smell like I'm in a jazz club.
At first, I thought it was somebody smoking with a saxophone, but then I thought, that's Kendall. That's his preferred scent. And what were we talking about?
The garage, you losing your direction.
Lost in the garage.
We didn't find the car.
Didn't find it.
Good what? Recap.
What? Oh, I was going to say something. I don't know. I forgot it. It's gone forever. It's gone now, folks. But anyway, de-stressing. Kendall, do you have any de-stressing memories?
Ooh, caught me off guard there.
Or a de-stressing story about a time you were de-stressed.
Well, I do love when I go to the, and I think I've talked about on the show before, the float tank, the deprivation tank.
I know.
That's a good de-stressor.
And I always say, why don't you take me with you? And you're like, oh yeah, next time. And then you're like, I just went to the float tank.
Well, you're always busy.
And I'm like, I wasn't busy. I was just watching Sybil in my room in the motel.
Well, Cliff, next time we'll go. But that's a good de-stressor.
Here's what I think it will be another one. Next time you're in a crowded room, start low, chanting, reboot Sybil, reboot Sybil. And then, like, keep chanting it and sort of look around, though, like, who is saying that? And then,
even though your mouth moving.
Yeah. And then, if somebody looks at you, you can be like, I don't know, I just joined in. And then eventually enough people will hear that and they'll reboot Sybil. And once you've done that, then you go to crowded rooms and you start saying, 11 more seasons, 11 more seasons, 11. You can't say of Modern Family because it doesn't work. You have to just say it later when somebody says, 11 more seasons of what? Modern Family, 11 more seasons, 11 more
you
seasons.
You just described Twitter. So nowadays, people don't go to rooms and do that. They just go online and, like, reboot it.
Kendall, I'm convinced.
Share it.
I'm convinced the only way to get anything done and to persuade people of anything is to chant.
Cliff, I know. Place. Every day at lunchtime, you say, time to eat lunch. Time to eat lunch.
You know how many times I've gone into the back of an Apple store and started trying to get people to chant, download Cliff and Kendall. Download Cliff and Kendall. But it always gets jumbled by the time it's like, purple monkey dishwasher. By the time they're talking.
Well, that happens.
Oh my God, here they come, and they do not look like they found the car.
No, they do not. Oh, my goodness, Dad.
Terrible news.
Oh, it's terrible, dear.
We haven't found the car.
It's nowhere to be seen, dear. I really don't think it's here, dear.
We've been doing laps around every level. Oh, my.
Well, I know. We keep seeing you go in circles.
We've had Crockpot stationed near the booth praying, and it's still not working.
Yeah, we need more. We need more people praying.
God? Dear, would you please call your telephone tree from Sunday school?
That's a wonderful idea. Hold on one moment, dear.
Put it on the prayer list. And Reverend Waxton.
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, boy.
All right,
we're about to do a segment, Miss Butterby. Oh, dear, I'm sorry, this is terrible. Reverend, I'm going to have to call you back.
Hey, thank you. We're about to do, I'm glad you came in. This will be something that will take our minds off of everything, though. Off of our worries and our woes.
Oh, dear, a nice cup of tea sounds wonderful right now.
Oh, that sounds perfectly lovely, boys. I didn't know you had a teapot in here.
Well, we don't have any hot tea, but we have some hot subjects.
Oh, dear,
that was a terrible switch.
Oh, boy.
I didn't mean to switch. You just assumed it was tea.
All right, well, let's just do some hot subjects. Right. You know, it'll get us thinking about something else, anything else.
Oh, dear, I am tired of looking for the car.
Oh, I'm weary, girl.
Well, yeah, take a load off. Here we go.
All right, Kendall, do you have a hot subject?
Oh, Cliff, do I have a hot subject? That's making my throat sweat. It's so hot. Cliff, there's been some controversy lately.
Oh.
Regarding the photo of the sailor and the woman in Times Square. You know the one.
Because he was assaulting her.
He was assaulting her right there in the middle of Times Square. a lot of people, you know, they say it was misogynistic. He didn't ask for consent. I'm just dropping that hot bomb right here in the room.
Oh, but please don't say any bizarre phrases like hot bomb.
Yeah, we've talked about bomb. This before. You don't know if it's offensive to someone.
I'm sorry. It sounds very offensive.
I'm sorry, it was just a mix-up of words.
My bowels. Oh, they're very offended.
Yes, sir, I think I'm too offended to even talk about this subject.
Oh, no more hot bombs.
Okay. Done.
Well... All right, well, we all agree.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
All right, now, everybody, this one reminded me of Kendall. It is there was an alligator that was weighed an estimated 700 pounds.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, it reminded me of me, too. And it measured 13 feet, 4 inches, and it was found where? But in a ditch in southwest Georgia.
In a ditch.
And a farmer called the Georgia Department of Natural Resources and said, hey, there's a big fat alligator in there. And apparently a lot of people think it's fake, but I can assure you that it is not.
Oh, could you imagine if a child came up to you?
Oh, heavens, no. Oh, dear. We must ask your prayer circle to pray that no children are attacked by alligators.
Oh, yeah, are you finished? Should I call him?
No, I'm almost done.
Okay.
All right, so once they got on the bank and could assess him, they noted he had some injuries.
Oh, no.
And some, oh, this is a bummer. Guys, sorry. I forgot how sad this one was.
So many twists and turns.
but really, it's a tribute. It's an in memoriam because he was just so wounded that the poor big fat alligator, he was unfortunately had to be euthanized, but it was estimated that he was 50 years old, so he had, I think that's a good long alligator life.
Dear, that sounds like a wonderful life. How old do alligators live to be?
Oh, I know. My Uncle Pepperoni had one that he kept in his barn for many years. Oh, I would have to feed it large pieces of raw beef.
Dear, Uncle Pepperoni had a lot of animals he should not have had on that farm.
He was quite a character.
He sounds like one.
Okay, all right.
Was that hot?
That was a hot subject.
Ooh, hot.
All right.
All right, I got another one for you.
Okay.
So this, you're going to have to sit down for this one.
I am sitting down.
Everybody. Hundreds of witches' marks were discovered. Stay with me for a minute here.
Heavens.
They were discovered carved into caves the border between Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire, which some thought to signal a supposed entrance to hell.
What a terrible thing to say.
It's not about me.
It's okay, dear. Here, drink some water.
All right.
Yeah, isn't that...
So, they found an entrance to hell.
Well, they
How
say
about that?
They're most commonly found in churches and houses, near windows and doorways to ward off evil spirits.
Oh.
But they were found in the caves, one of which is rumored to have once provided a hideout for Robin Hood and were previously thought to have been graffiti.
There were some customs officials in the Philippines. And they said more than 1,500...
The Philippines?
Yeah. And they said more than 1,500 turtles and tortoises were found wrapped in tape in the luggage of a traveler who arrived from Hong Kong.
Oh, my goodness, dear, were they alive?
Oh, no.
Well, they were alive.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, I guess they were alive. It was bad. And so, but anyway, it was because they conjectured that they were abandoned because somebody told the person, hey, this is very illegal.
Oh, that's terrible. What are they wanting them for, their turtle shells or like as pets, do you know?
Oh,
I have a lot of questions about this one.
Kendall, please, no follow-up questions. I will not be taking questions at this time.
Okay, sorry, we can move on.
Well, dear, I think that was a terrible thing that he did. What a terrible story.
Oh, no.
It's an awful thing to do. We must get back to looking for the car, though.
We've
I'm well,
got
so
to
worried,
find
dear.
This car.
What, it's got your medication inside the car, dear. What if we can't find it tonight? We have to camp out.
Oh, don't even... Speak of it, dear.
Oh, goodness. Crockpot, have you found anything yet?
Oh.
Oh, no. She hasn't found it.
When should we start thinking about, like, calling for some food? I don't care about the sleeping so much as I do the eating.
Kato, are you out of hot subjects?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, for what?
Oh, for them leaving.
you didn't push them out the door. Kendall, there was a man in Denmark, and I can't even look at it, He finally got relief from years of an unexplained blocked nose when doctors discovered a tooth inside his nostril.
Oh, God, I saw that. Ooh. I saw it.
I almost,
and I immediately felt like I had a tooth in my nose. I was like, oh, God, is one growing?
I almost barfed. Kendall, doctors were shocked to find the rare condition in the 59-year-old who had been complaining of nasal congestion problems and loss of his sense of smell.
Oh, God.
You know, the patient...
I can't look at it either.
But anyway, they extracted it at an ear, nose, and throat facility.
Oh, it's a good thing they listened to that show.
No less. I'm sure inspired by our show. So, but anyway, the cause of the condition is unknown, as only 23 patients have ever been identified with tooth in the nose, with incidents covering between 1959 and 2008. So... probably you don't have a tooth in your nose, but you might.
What do you now? Do you do this? Now that I've gotten older, and
grow teeth in my nose.
I grow teeth in my nose, and I Google things, and I shouldn't Google them. Like I'll have a little like bump on my knee or something. I'm like, what is that? I look it up, and it, as you know, it goes immediately from like something to cancer, and I'm like, well, I know I don't have. Could I have cancer? Like you automatically think whatever is wrong on the internet, you're like, oh, I must have it.
I don't look it up because I'm the opposite type where I'm like, well, this is. I do think, okay, this will kill me, but I don't. I'm the idiot. I am those people who's like, I just don't want to know. I know I'm dying inside, but I just don't want to go and find out.
Well, but I do it on accident. Like I'll have something that like hurts, and I'm like. Oh, what is it? Like, have I sprung something? I'll look it up to see, like, if it's a spray, and it's like, oh, you could have cancer. I'm like, whoa! And then it just happens before you know it.
No. Oddly, none of that ever comes up when I'm searching Jake Gyllenhaal paparazzi shots.
Well, you found the right thing to search again.
I found it, goddammit. Mm. Oh, Kendall.
Oh,
speaking of fit to be tied. Oh, what did I watch? Been watching so much Hazel. Because, you know, I finally found season one. Of Hazel at a bazaar in Casablanca. And it was like a gift from God. It was just a few days before we had to flee the city. And it's
about time we get some gifts.
It's about time. It was wonderful. It was one of those things where I thought, oh my God. I can't believe I actually got this thing that was so hard to get. And I found it, and it was just right there. But anyway, I've been watching it, and it's so good. And I thought, it's so good that I thought, you want to know this.
I'm sure I do.
So I've got to get it off my chest.
Well, share it.
Okay. I don't know why I feel like you really want to know this, but I feel like you might. So Hazel, of course, ran for 5 years.
Of course.
And it was just wonderful because there's Hazel, who's the maid, and she works for Mr. B., and his wife, who Hazel has known and worked for since the wife was a little girl.
So she knew who played Hazel?
Shirley Booth.
Okay.
And they had little Harold, who was their really happy little blonde son. And so it's wonderful, and I just love, I don't know, it's just the, I you know, that weird white people ideal of, you know, of a white picket fence. House and life, and so
house of our own,
right? In somewhere that's green, and but it's so good. And but it's weird because has nothing to do with what's weird, but there's one character that's just a cunt, and it's she's Mr. B's snooty sister who Hazel is just she's familiar. With people, you know, she I think is like that Jesus would be. She treats everybody as a friend, like Jesus or Dolly Parton or one of the greats,
one of the
Buddha, and she treats everybody the same. And so, but there's just the bitch sister who's awful to her every time, and I'd yell at the screen when she comes on. But she's not on every episode. That's just like once or twice a season. But anyway, for 4 seasons, it was on one network. Then it moved to a different network for the 5th and last season. And when it moved, they had like a cast change to where Mr. B and his wife, those characters were written out, and Hazel. And the son, the little boy, little Harold, who was still there, and Hazel and he went to live with a never-before-seen brother of Mr. B, a younger and with a younger wife, couple that we'd never seen before. But what's really weird now watching these is, which I'm not there yet, in case you want to know, I'm still in the middle of the wonderful black and white first season. But anyway, season 5, and the weirdest part is, and I know you want to know this, is that Mr. B and
Can't
Missy,
wait to know.
they've like moved for business to the Middle East. And so periodically, or once in a while, not often, because they don't want to remind you that little Harold's parents are in the Middle East and he's there with Hazel. But they'll get letters from them. And they're like, oh, we were, you know, so hot. And there was a sheik and there was the camel. And it's just bizarre. But anyway.
Nobody will notice.
Which it makes you sad that they would leave little Harold. But the only good upside is that of season 5 being the last season, is that you can, in your mind, say, well, right after that, they came back.
Yeah.
And everything was as it was before. Yeah. So, but anyway, it's just wonderful. I know that this was I don't, why was that burning inside of me to tell you?
I don't, well, I'm glad you got it out.
Why?
I'm glad you got it off your chest.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Do you have anything burning inside of you that you need to tell us?
Cliff, I've got so many things burning inside of me all the time. I'll tell you one thing that you need to de-stress. How about that?
Okay.
Hook somebody.
Hug somebody.
It's clinically proven.
It's clinically proven.
So there you go. Hug somebody.
There you go.
Love somebody.
Oh, why don't you love somebody today? Kendall, it's so stupid in here.
Oh, God, is it ever.
Oh, my God.
It's so stupid.
I don't even see.
Stupid question.
I don't even see where they have walked. Maybe they're on another level looking for the car.
I just want to talk about food. That's all I want to talk about. All right, Cliff, I have some really stupid questions for you, as always. These are new stupid questions, I promise.
Oh.
It's going to be a first.
Oh.
Cliff, what is the coolest item you've ever discovered at a yard sale?
It would be Hazel Season 1.
Damn it, you beat me to that one.
Bazaar in Casablanca.
Like that one's written for you. Cliff, what is the most mind-boggling concept for you to try to comprehend?
I cannot answer that.
All right. It's too mind-boggling.
It's too mind-boggling, folks.
What is the biggest meal you've ever eaten? You're going to have to think about this one for a while.
I can't answer that because there's too many contenders.
This is shaping up to be quite the round of stupid questions.
I do not recall. Kendall, I've eaten so many huge meals. I can't. I'll say, okay, well, this is one time that I had extreme insane food pain,
mm-hmm.
Okay? This was not from one meal, but I was, years ago, the dawn of our show, as fat as we felt, we were actually very thin back then. If only we could go back and tell ourselves and knock the food out of our hands, we would be that thin still.
Uh-huh.
But we're not, and it's okay. We're all dying. But anyway, I was really thin, and I went somewhere. I was looking for a job, and I applied for a job, or I filled out an application at this bakery.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you can't just apply for a job. You have to show that you love the products. And so I got...
So you gained 40 pounds to make sure you look like you ate bread.
I think I got like ice cream and why I got so much, of course, is because there was like a credit card minimum.
Uh-huh.
And you had to spend $10, which so I had to have a giant bag full of stuff.
That must account for at least 10 pounds of our weight.
Yeah. But I had gelato, and then I had a big stack of, like, big bakery cookies.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being in such pain that I'd never, ever been in before.
And must not have been a very good bakery.
No, it was because I ate it all.
No, I know. But I was trying to push our excuses off to something else other than our own faults.
I don't know what you're trying to do anymore.
I'm doing stupid questions.
Oh, okay.
I was giving stupid...
Stupid answers. Replies.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid responses, yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh.
But what is the worst weather event that you've ever personally experienced?
The snows of when we were in college.
The snows of college.
Snows of Kilimanjaro.
All right, and finally,
Yes.
What is the most regrettable purchase you have ever made? That CD-ROM that we bought to edit the show on.
Hey, for something that we found in a bin at Big Lots, it has done well for
going.
These 10 years.
It keeps going and going.
I don't know how... I don't know who has the firmware. I don't know. So many. But this is not one that's sad. But it's not... It's nothing. Kendall...
It's nothing.
Once, many years ago, my friend Heather and I, we saved up money and pooled it together to buy this software for our PC.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was going to let us be Junior Vasquez remixers, and where we could make our own 10-minute share remixes.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, and she's much better with computers, things like this, than I am or was. And so I left it up to her, but we couldn't get any of it to work at all. And we spent like $80 on it. And software said you can't turn it, return it once you've opened it all up.
No.
So that was regrettable.
Yeah, that was a big one. Well, there you go.
There you go.
With all the stupid questions.
What about you? I want to hear from the stupid retort side.
It's just going to be something stupid.
Is it that big tourist cup from the souvenir stand?
Oh, well, no, that's not regrettable either. I love that. When I was in high school, I bought this keyboard. And this is kind of similar, but it was a keyboard to mix music on.
Uh-huh.
And I thought like I could do 16 tracks or something, you know. And it was like you could only add to it, but you couldn't like separate them. And so it was like something I'd saved up for. And I was like, well, this doesn't do what I wanted it to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was just out because I don't think I would ever try to return it. Because then I thought, well, I won't even have a keyboard at that point.
Oh, my God. There's the car. They found it.
Wait, no, they're over there. Oh, my goodness, dear. Look who it is.
It's Charles the contractor. Oh, my.
Where has he been, Charles?
Oh, hey, guys.
Charles, where have you been?
Oh, I had to make a run for the border, if you know what I mean.
You left it. We've been looking everywhere for the car.
We've been searching.
Charles, you made them walk in circles over and over and over again while we sit here doing the show.
Oh, man, that's a bitch, man. All right, well... Back it all in. Come on, let's go.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have fun talking to him in the car about etiquette, dear. Very inappropriate.
Sugarlum, I think you should give Charles one of those etiquette cards.
Oh, dear, you're right.
With your phone number.
Charles, do you have your mother's phone number? Is she still around here? I would love to speak to her. Oh, my God. Well, all right. I guess we should go get something to eat then.
He's going to take us. He's going to make us a run for the border.
Oh, God.
To Taco Bell.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. All right, Kendall, is this the show? Is it over now?
I think it's over.
Has it?
I do have a quote.
Oh, all right.
I'd love to share it with you.
Oh, all right.
The greatest weapon against stress...
The greatest weapon against stress...
...is our ability to choose one thought over another.
Is our ability to choose one thought over another.
There you go. William James said it.
Oh, William James. Here's another. Breathe. Let go and remind
Let go.
And remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure. And that was said by who but the other us, Oprah.
Oh, good old Oprah.
Winfrey, she's back, folks.
You know, we'd be like, oh, I hate this moment.
She's like, back in business.
Go to your chair to get a moment.
Grand. Let the good times roll.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Oh,
My stomach is so full of what I just ate. I've got the feeling it might have been an awful mistake. Ooh. Be wary of false prophets that come bearing pastry. Watch out for credit card minimums that exist in most bakeries. Welcome inside, my friend. Everything that you see is sweet. Each eyeful will buy you more calories than you should eat in a week. $10 you can charge. One peanut butter, one chocolate chip, two chocolate chocolate, all extra large. This is on top of the gelato, two scoops that you have in your hand. Eat all this and you'll feel like a jumbo jet with nowhere to land. Acid will get me out of this jam.